From Spark and Anvil and Focus Forge, this is Whittle, in Chapter 1 of the Focus Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Whittle was a calm beaver who was never without a small carving knife and a piece of soft wood. She didn't carve sculptures, she carved away. Give Whittle a big, rough block, and she'd patiently shave it down, curl by curl, until what was left was one clean, simple shape. "Most things start as too much," she'd say, peeling off a curl. "A big, rough lump of everything at once. My job isn't to add, it's to take away, until what's left is the one thing you can actually hold." She'd grown up in a woodworking village, in a workshop that was always gloriously a mess. 100 half-finished projects, tools everywhere, orders piling up. As a kid, she used to freeze in the doorway, paralyzed by the sheer amount of it. Until her aunt handed her a knife and said, "You can't do the whole workshop. Nobody can. Carve it down to one curl. Just the next curl. Then the next." In the Focus Forge Academy, a young chipmunk named Bex stood frozen in exactly that doorway feeling. 6 tasks, all do-ish, all shouting, "Do me first." And Bex, flooded, was doing none of them, just standing very still, eyes wide, while the pile roared. "There's too much," Bex whispered. "It's all important. It's all first. I can't even start." Whittle sat down beside her with her block of wood. "Of course you can't start," she said warmly. "You're not looking at a to-do list. You're looking at a flood. And nobody can drink a flood. Let's carve it down to one cup."
Bex gestured helplessly at the roaring pile. "But they're all urgent. How do I pick? If I do one, I'm not doing the other 5, and they're all yelling." "They're all yelling," Whittle agreed, peeling a slow curl of her wood. "That's what a pile does. Loudness isn't the same as importance, though. A pile yells all at once on purpose. It's trying to feel like one giant impossible thing, because then you freeze, and a frozen creature doesn't have to face any of it." She smiled gently. "We're going to trick the pile. We're going to ignore the yelling and ask one quiet question instead." "What question?" "Not what's most important," Whittle said. "That one's too big. It makes you weigh all 6 against each other and freeze worse. Just this. Which one, if I did it right now, would make the most of the others easier or quieter?" She shaved another curl. "There's almost always one. One little task that, once it's done, makes 2 others shrink. That's the curl we carve first. Not the biggest. The one that unlocks."
Bex looked at the pile, but differently now. Not all of it at once, just one question at a time, the way Whittle peeled one curl at a time. "That one," Bex said slowly, pointing at a small task she'd been ignoring because it seemed minor. "If I send that one message, then 2 of the others can't even happen until people write back, so those 2 would just go quiet for a while." "There it is," Whittle said, delighted. "The one true next thing. Not because it's the biggest, because doing it makes the flood smaller. Carve that curl and watch how much of the pile just falls away as shavings." Bex did the small task, sent the message, and exactly as Whittle promised, 2 of the 6 shouting tasks went quiet. They were waiting on a reply now, not on Bex. The roaring pile of 6 was suddenly a manageable little stack of 3. "It got smaller," Bex breathed. "Just from doing one thing." "It always does," said Whittle. "The flood was never really one giant thing. It just felt like one giant thing because everything yelled together. The second you carve off one curl, the rest stops looking like a wall and starts looking like a list."
They worked down the rest of the stack the same way, never staring at all of it, always asking the one quiet question, always carving just the next single curl. 3 tasks became 2. 2 became 1. 1 became done. And Bex noticed that the awful frozen feeling, the buried, can't breathe, can't start feeling, had drained away somewhere in the carving. It hadn't left because the work got smaller, though it had. It had left because she'd stopped trying to hold the whole flood at once. "I feel like I can breathe again," Beck said, and put a paw on her own chest, surprised to find it had loosened. "When it was all one giant pile, I couldn't even take a breath. Now it's just one thing, then the next thing. I can do one thing. Anybody can do one thing." "That's the whole secret," Whittle said, peeling a last contented curl. "You never have to do the pile. The pile isn't real. There's only ever the one true next thing, and then after it, a new one true next thing. You carve a mountain the same way you carve a curl, one at a time."
That evening, Anchor found them beside a small, clean, finished stack of shavings. "What is carving the pile down?" Anchor asked Whittle. Whittle held up her smooth-shaved block. "It's turning a flood back into a list," she said. "When everything shouts first at once, you don't pick the loudest. You ask which one quiet thing makes the most of the rest easier, and you do only that. Then the pile shrinks, and you ask again." Anchor turned to Bex. "And how does it feel?" they asked, "now that the flood is gone." Bex thought about the frozen creature she'd been in the doorway an hour ago. "It feels like I got unstuck," she said. "Not because someone took the work away. It was still there. But it stopped being a wall I couldn't climb and started being steps I could take." She breathed, easy now, all the way down. "Mostly it just feels like relief, like I'm allowed to only do one thing at a time, like the giant scary pile was never as real as the panic made it feel." And Whittle tucked her little knife away, warm with the quiet gladness she always felt when a creature stopped trying to swallow a flood and discovered that a mountain, carved one curl at a time, was only ever a series of small things you could actually do.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Whittle. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.